Hey guys, we are here to recap Project Runway, episodes 10 and 11 of season 15. Please join us with our new host, Carmen Cameron, and special guest, Sergio Paez. You don't want to miss it.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin!
Hey guys, we are recapping season 15, episode 10 and 11 this week. We missed last week, and Dancing Dan is not going to be with us the rest of the season. We wish him well on his endeavors, and hopefully he'll be back with us next season. So filling in, we have Carmen Cameron with us for the rest of the season.
Hello, hello everyone.
And where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron. That's CarmenCameron.
All right. And we have with us special guest Sergio Paez.
Yay.
Hi, everybody.
Makeup artist.
Sergio.
And where can everybody find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram at SergioPaez_MUA.
Right on. And I am your host, Michelle Uberest. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Uberest. So we have a lot to cover today,
yes,
but I really want to introduce you guys to our makeup artist, Sergio Paez.
I've
welcome.
Thank you. Yeah. I've worked with Michelle for a while now.
Yeah, two and a half years.
Yeah, it's been a while now.
Yeah. And we, as long as I've been on the show, we have never had a makeup artist. We always have designers, we have stylists, we have models. So I kind of wanted to bring someone with your perspective, you know, to the show.
Yeah, it's actually, it's really a thing because I feel like a lot of looks can be killed by styling.
I agree.
Or over styling.
Yeah.
You get streetwear and then they have like vintage waves.
Right.
And I'm like,
right.
Why?
It definitely, when I was on the show, I learned it contributes a lot to if you're on top or you're on bottom, it can like make or break your look.
Yeah. Because
if you, as a designer, you have a vision of a complete, you know, look. You're not just creating, you know, just a garment. You're really selling like a lifestyle or a feeling to someone. So
yeah, and aesthetic quality is something that needs to be honest through and through.
Yeah,
from
I agree.
Top to the bottom, consistency is the key in fashion.
Well, and I agree. It's your customer. You have to identify who your customer is for them to understand. You know what it is that you're selling. You're
certainly telling that story.
Yeah. So, Sergio, tell us a little bit about your career. Did you go to school? Are you self-taught? And what have you been up to?
I went to April Love Pro Makeup Academy. I got my certification there for makeup and hair. And I've been doing makeup for about 2 years now, 2-3 years. And hair for about half the time. And it's given me a lot of great opportunities. I got to go to New York Fashion Week, LA Fashion Week,
and I believe we have a couple of photos from New York,
There's one I did, this one with that was in New York. I was really happy about this one was for Laurel DeWitt. I did the hair for that one.
Awesome. And how long did that take?
20 minutes.
You had to get it done.
Everything
that's that runway life.
20 minutes.
Exactly.
And do you like hair or makeup better?
I like makeup better, but I get hired a lot for hair. People really, I guess, believe in my hair a lot.
That's good. That's
I
awesome.
Think it makes you a lot more like versatile.
Yeah, because a lot of people want really just one person. So they're like, just can you do both? Yes, I can.
Well, and it looks cohesive too. So
Yeah. Exactly. Same hands touched it.
Right on.
Exactly.
And do we have another photo?
That braid work is really nice.
Thank you. Braids are my favorite thing.
Mine too. You're really good at braids.
This was backstage at Style Fashion Week this past season, just like last month. I did not even know that picture was being taken.
I love this picture.
That's a great moment.
It's such a candid, you know.
Yeah, so natural. Candids are the best.
I know. Yeah. Whenever you want to pose for a photo, you're like, ee!
Right, and it looks so weird. Like, never works for me.
Oh, and who's this for?
Oh. This is actually an editorial that I did with Michelle.
Yep, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay, Michelle.
One of my favorite looks forever.
Yeah, I loved how they
the lighting out. Is amazing.
Oh, yeah,
God, it was just it was yeah. epic.
It was. We did it actually at night.
Yeah,
and we were outside. It doesn't look like it is, but
yeah, we're outside. Just
he I was like that. Sergio was like, I want to like get rid of her eyebrows, and I was like, oh, I love that. So I was no really eyebrows. Really stoked.
Definitely edgy.
It was really fun.
Right on. And is there, I mean, what are you doing right now? Are you working
I'm still freelancing. Mm-hmm. I'm waiting on confirmation for Beijing and New York again next year.
Oh,
so.
Wow.
Yeah. New York was super exciting.
Place. Oh, New York was crazy.
Yeah.
It's a good thing I quit smoking because it was $15 a pack of cigarettes there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, New York is a very expensive place for sure.
Yeah, we just voted to add more taxes on our cigarettes too. California. Need more money for makeup.
Yeah.
And do you have a website or anything where people can find you and hire you and look at your work?
Soon. If you look at my Instagram, that's at @SergioPaez_MUA. My email's there, all my information is there.
Okay, cool. And you do everything. You do like weddings, editorial, weddings, everything.
Quinceañeras.
Okay.
Yes, quinceañeras.
What's your favorite, like, what's your favorite kind of genre that you like to work on?
Editorial. I like doing, like, high fashion, just drama.
And what percent of that is your is your business?
Like 20%.
Really? That's fortunate. I feel like in the fashion world, it's mostly like boring,
yes.
product Actually, shots, and then editorials. Like everyone wants to do editorial, but it's kind of few and far between.
Yeah. Every once in a while, you get a chance to really express yourself. Right?
Yeah.
But I try other to than get that, as many it's like.
I know. I know. And are you a Project Runway super fan?
Yes, I am. that's why when I first.
Well, I know.
Like, that's how I met you. Someone mentioned, I was like, Project Runway? Yes, I saw that season. I know
I don't
she
even
is.
Remember how we met. Did I put an ad or
Melissa
what?
Evans.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yeah, I worked with her in San Diego. She
so
was like,
funny.
Michelle, you guys have the same aesthetic.
That is so funny, like, how you dark, meet people, black. Like your story. I don't even remember how. But then I have like people I work with all the time. I don't remember how I. It's really. When you start networking and stuff,
yeah,
it gets
just,
to be a crazy
you're like, how
web.
How long have I known you now?
Crazy.
And is there like a signature that you have, or like special looks that you as your favorite?
I like highlighting. Mm-hmm. I like shiny.
Yeah, because the new trend in makeup is kind of this, what do they call it, strobing?
Yeah.
It's like reverse contouring almost.
Yeah, that's what people say. It's it's really intense highlighting. I like skin to look pretty.
Mm-hmm.
And it's I want someone to look like they put moisturizer on.
Nice.
Right on.
That's how we want to feel when we put makeup on, too. Like, you don't want to feel like,
dry.
Like you're a cake.
Right.
Oh,
that's so true.
Yeah. That's why I hate foundation. I always feel like I'm like, I have like cake all over my, it's just.
It's the weirdest feeling.
But I mean, I'm not really a makeup expert either. So I don't know what like is the really good brands of makeup. What are your favorite brands of makeup?
I like Makeup Forever. Kevin O'Quan is amazing.
Mm.
And, his stuff is, it's so great. Just Makeup Forever is really, really good.
He's a makeup legend.
Yeah.
Kevin O'Quan is like the original Don Dada of like the face of superstar makeup.
Everybody's
artist.
Face in the 90s.
Yeah. Just, he was amazing. Beautiful. Amazing talent.
Right on. And so our makeup sponsor on the show is Mary Kay. Have you ever used Mary Kay before?
Yes, actually.
Okay.
In the school, we had Mary Kay foundations.
Oh, right on.
Yeah, and they were great. Mm-hmm. They were nice. They were simple. They were, because I feel like Mary Kay's for a more mature woman. So it was, their foundations were actually very hydrating, I found. And I found it was good coverage. It was something that I would use for myself.
Right on. My Aunt Sonia sells Mary Kay.
I know, right?
And she's always like, do you want me? I was like, but I don't wear makeup. That I feel bad because I just really don't. Like, I have to rely on people like you, you know? I don't.
Aww.
I make clothes and the faces, I just can't.
That's why if I need someone for sewing, I'm like, what's that mean? What's a cross stitch?
I know. I get too technical too, guys. So please put me in check when I'm like, oh yeah, there, you know, this French seam doesn't look very good.
For sure.
So, okay. Should we recap episode 10? Life is full of surprises.
Yes.
Okay.
Let's do it.
So, this is kind of an everyday woman challenge, except they're using the family members and friends of the designers.
Yes.
And for me, this is kind of like, I know because from being on the show, when they bring in the family members, mm-hmm. it is so emotional.
It is very emotional.
It's not fake at all, you guys. It's just you've been working so hard.
Right.
And you're like stressed out, and this is like your whole life. You think this is your whole life when you're there.
There's so much anxiety involved with reality TV. Just the waiting, the competition, the games. I'm sure that the producers might play.
And so lack of sleep on top of
someone that you know, like your mother or your sister, walk through the door. Emotions have to pour out because it's like finally a safe place.
I know, and you do make friends with the other designers, but it's really people that you've known for like not very long,
right? Like how much can you really trust these people to confide in them?
It's just not the same as like your mother or your friend of 20 years. Or,
definitely,
you know,
definitely.
Like so
I would just melt. Like, oh, thank God.
I know.
It's just such a sigh of relief.
It can either screw you up, or it can really like encourage you,
right? Because it's a lot of added pressure too, because you don't want to get sent home on the episode that your mom comes. You don't want to get red for a bad outfit on your mother. Like, yeah, your mom looks terrible in that shirt. Like, oh no.
I know. Now and your poor mother too, you know, like
it like completely ruins the shot of you going home as like the hometown hero.
I know. Your mom would be so proud of you anyway.
She would.
So, and it's funny because, okay, so we have Barbara Shipley with Tim Gunn introducing the challenge, and she's senior VP from brand integration at AARP.
Right.
And I'm like, really, guys? This is...
Exposure. AARP. People need exposure. It's just, you know, politics.
Someone falls and they need their button pressed.
It's a stretch. But they do try to have most of the mothers come in.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's a little unfair because some of the people, it wasn't their mothers. It was like their best friend. They're super young, skinny best friend.
Right.
And I'm like, this is not, you're not in the same challenge.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
And I understand they can't always, like, you don't always have, you know, a mom available or whatever. Mm-hmm. But I was just like, you couldn't find anybody, like, less cool because no matter what this girl is going to put on, like Dexter's best friend, like, you could put a trash bag on her and she would make it look the coolest.
Exactly.
So, which is sort of what he ends up doing.
It's sort of.
It's a cool.
A trash bag with wings, so they called it.
I thought it was really cool, but it is a little.
No shade, Dexter.
So, they're calling it the Fresh Personal Challenge. And basically, it's like the biggest prize that I've ever heard of on Project Runway, unless you're the winner. It's a $25,000 prize for the winner.
Mm-hmm.
And the model of the designer that is the winner also wins $25,000.
Yeah, that's
so
huge.
You and your mom can win $50,000.
Right. I'm like, Mom, I need you to have your game face on. Come on.
Yeah. Work the runway, Mom.
Come on, Mom.
I just thought that because we had on
how
my
exciting.
Season, you could win
that.
Like $5,000 or something.
Right.
But like, you could pay off your student loan. You could buy a car. Like, this is, I mean, you could start a business.
Is this a big deal?
Huge for most people.
Definitely.
So I thought that was really cool. And then it's a 2-day challenge.
Yeah. Which, so they have a little extra time.
Which I just always love because just one day is just not enough for
so
most.
Much pressure.
Yeah. Oh. For sure.
I can't imagine.
So, did you guys notice anything in the workroom that you think is worth mentioning?
Pretty typical stuff to me.
Yeah. I feel
a couple dudes, a couple dogs.
I was there with my mom. I feel like I wouldn't get anything done.
I know. It'd be hard to focus.
Talking to my mom.
Yeah, and my mom will be talking to me.
She would
want to
know all the
I know.
The gossip should be like, so who don't you like? Who's picking on you?
Right.
I'm going to go beat them up for you.
Yeah. Mom, no.
It's true, but I don't think they're in there for as long as you think. I think it's just, like, they go in there for, like, the original sketch time and stuff, and then they come in back in for fitting, because I think they know it would be too distracting.
So inside of the showroom, the workroom, do you get to work at home? Like, when you go home, do you get to stitch something at night or kind of work on your pattern? Everything has to stay in the workroom.
Everything's in the workroom.
Okay.
Every single thing is filmed. And when they call time, it's time. You can go home and, like, think.
Right.
Or sketch.
Right.
But, like, at that point, you have an hour in the morning
to
finish
anything.
That's
so frustrating as a designer because you're so used to going and working through the night until it's done. To have to stop and be idle for 8 hours, knowing that you could be working and making your piece better. Like, what is that like?
Yeah, and you can't sleep even though you have like 6 hours worth of sleep. Right. You can't sleep because you're thinking
your brain is
racing. To do this and this and this and this and this. And in the morning, and like an hour, and you're like, that sounds impossible.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it is, but you're also exhausted.
Right.
So you also
need a break.
Right. But it's nice kind of to have that time if you can control it and rein mm-hmm. it in to mm-hmm. be like, okay, I do need to do this and this and this in the morning. And so mm-hmm. then you have a list in your mind so you can kind of step back mm-hmm. for a second. Mm-hmm. Sometimes, I mean, I would get ideas like, oh, I'm going to completely change the top in the morning because it's stupid.
Yes.
It would be a good thing to like, take notes when you get home. It's like mm-hmm. I'm gonna
even just take like 10 minutes
just to like think about something and think what could I have done, what did I do today that I could change tomorrow that can
I
guess you don't want to overthink it.
You don't, but I think a lot of designers in the workroom, they're just working and they're not thinking at all.
Right.
So they're just showing sometimes.
It shows sometimes.
Definitely. Yeah. And sometimes you get lucky and just, your stuff turns out great.
Right.
And sometimes like you had a great idea and it didn't turn out great. And most designers, it's like you said, they have months to work on their collections mm-hmm. and do a fitting and change the fabrics and have a team that, you know, comments and stuff. So it is like really, you have to have a hold on it for sure.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. So, okay. So let's talk about the runway. Let's pull up our first designer.
My favorite part.
It's actually the other episode. Thank you. So first we have Cornelius.
Who just came back.
Right. And I was so happy. You know.
Yes, I'm so glad he didn't go home.
You know, in the beginning of the season, I was kind of like, Cornelius, he's a little student-y.
Yeah, a little.
And a little shady.
But you know what? Him.
I can appreciate his shade because though he is a direct person, he's very honest. And I'm noticing that his critiques are kind of on point and very straight, like very
thoughtful.
Straight to the point. Yeah. Right. They're thoughtful, but they're not buttery and sugary. It's kind of like, well, no. Do what you're good at. That's what you should do. He's like cut and dry and to the point type of guy.
And that's why I like him now.
Yeah, now I kind of understand his
I get it. But like we saw him a couple episodes talking to his friend Natalia and he's like trying to help her. He's like, this isn't good. You need to do with something. And she took it as like, oh, you're trying to, you know, tell like, me my look sucks. And he's like, no, I'm just trying to help you. And I think he is honest and like has a good heart with it.
Definitely. I think so.
What were you going to say, Sergio?
I forgot.
Oh, and I think his designs are, you know, as you go through the competition, you usually get more tired and it starts showing. But I think Cornelius has really started like picking it up and being more creative and getting more comfortable with himself.
His studious side shows through because he's very detail oriented. Yeah. Like I love his lines and his structures.
Great construction.
Yes, his construction is very nice.
Right on. Can we go back one photo? So Cornelius, I believe this is his mom. And she wants to go traveling, and she wants something bold and edgy.
Mm-hmm.
And so he creates this kind of skirt and jacket suit combination, and it's got a gray print with kind of yellow-orange stripes going through it. And mm-hmm. I personally thought this was really age-appropriate, and it was subtle, but then he added the color to make it exciting.
Right.
And I thought it was really flattering on her.
Yeah, I think it's really nice. It's well-suited for her body size and shape. It isn't too tight in the midriff, so it doesn't really accentuate where she may be more full figure too much. Mm-hmm. Like, it just gives her silhouette a nice balance, and I like it a lot.
And so I gave it an 8. What did you give it? 1 through 10.
1 through 10. I'll give it a 7.5.
I give it a 7.
Okay.
I'll give it a 7.5. The orange, they kind of remind me of, like, the guys who are at the airport with the reflectors. Yeah.
I think it was really a little more yellow on my TV screen.
Okay. Mm.
But I totally get, even the yellow might look a little, you know.
I like yellow on a little deeper skin tones. I think
I like beautiful. Yellow too on anything almost.
Right.
Yeah.
Orange makes me think of yams sometimes.
Yams.
But it looks.
It's not pumpkins. It's like yams.
Yeah, it's yams.
Okay. It's yams.
Right on. Certainly. Okay. And next up we have, I believe we have Dexter. Yeah, so his cute little
Dexter's
friend.
Thing is the full body thing. Like, he loves a full bodied piece, you know?
I love it, though. It
I thought it was so
her
sick.
Her legs are lit. So like, cool. He did this on purpose. They had
they picked a good person.
Right.
I know.
You get Heidi Klum's little junior mini-me.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Come on. Yeah, no, she's lit.
She's surfing it.
Yeah, and you can't really see from the photo because it's so dark, but there's kind of studs on the front, and he kind of picked up the fabric and wrapped it on these, like, boning pieces and stuff. Yeah. I think it's super-duper cool, but I think, again, like, he's living in a different world than the rest of these designers.
Yeah, he's avant-garde.
Yeah, it's very avant-garde for, like, I'm going to go traveling this. I'm like, I'm not
going to wear it. I would wear it grocery shopping, but...
Well, I wear heels to 7-Eleven.
I personally would wear roller skating. You know, I think that the sleeves would catch up the wind, you know?
But I think, I wonder if, like, the producers decided we're going to give Dexter a hipper girl because that's his aesthetic, you know? Yeah. But I feel like
or if it was mom just an accent. Those sleeves, I don't know if that would have changed.
And you know, it has to go production. With the girl's life, but I feel like he just got such a pass this episode.
Right. He did.
Like, he could just do his thing and he didn't have to kind of modify it and do this everyday woman. Like,
that's a good perspective.
But
yeah, it's true.
But whatever, he's safe.
He's in his bag, though. That's his aesthetic. Like, I want to see what else he can give us besides the big arms.
Put outside his comfort zone, though.
Exactly.
Like, designed for a person that has to live a normal life or, you know, isn't, like, living life on the runway.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Right, like, we didn't get to see his style translate to another woman. Like, it's still the same woman that he dresses every week.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Because I think you could do, like, a strong jacket or something and it'd still be, hi, it's just this fierce girl that has an office job, you know, and it's just toned down or something.
And it could keep the same, like, shoulder pad thing, but
just toned.
Just a little less.
Dial it back the volume a little bit. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or find new ways to accentuate the shoulders.
Yeah.
Like, it doesn't always have to be a pattern sewn to stand up. It could be fringe. It could be, you know,
like
something layered.
A different shape.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. Okay, and next we have, this is Aaron's?
Yes, this is Aaron's. I love Aaron. Let me just start by saying I love Aaron. I love her quirkiness. I love
She's
the blonde with
glasses.
The bold glasses. I think it's so cute, and I love her style, but...
I do too, but
this
I think she's slipping.
Yes. She might be run.
She
might
she
have
came
given
out
us
of the
so
gate
much.
Too fast.
Killing it.
And then slowly tapering off. And I'm just like,
it's
you
like
better. Yeah. And I'm like, once you get down, you start getting to less and less designers. Like, if you screw up, you're going to be out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. She came out with guns blazing. And I think she did her biggest tricks early. And now she's like scrambling to keep that level of creativity alive. It's really hard to be that creative.
Yeah, and I think she also took it for granted. She was like, oh, I'm doing great, so I don't have to try as hard.
Oh, no, that's not the right attitude to take it.
I don't think so.
Yeah,
but this, man, I was so disappointed that she would even choose this, like, doily type.
It was, yeah, it didn't say Aaron to me at all. And I feel like she's also known for these jackets, you know, these cool jackets.
These,
and
like,
this one,
shapeless kind of.
But they looked cool before, and this one I didn't like. It was just kind of like frumpy, and we used neoprene, and we used my technique of stitching on the appliques, but it didn't translate into. I would see
it
this
didn't.
And never think Aaron.
It
looks like a side table.
It looks it looks exactly like what the judges said. Like, it looks like this is a spring dress, so there's no need to have a jacket made of that fabric going with it.
Yeah.
You're not going to be that cold in the season that you will wear that dress.
It's a little schizophrenic.
It is. It is. And even the pieces separately, I didn't really care for either.
I just didn't care for it.
So I gave it a 5. What did you guys rate it?
I'm going to give her...
I give it a 5.
I'm going to give her a 4.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to give it a 4.
Yeah, that's pretty on point. Okay, and our next designer...
It's a little below average.
This was Jenny.
Oh, Jenny. Oh. Again.
I love her too.
I know.
Her laugh, but...
Her laugh is like, oh my goodness.
I know. She's so cute.
It's as unique as this outfit.
And so this is an example, I think, when we were talking about Dexter. Like, you take your look and you translate it. She took her look, but it doesn't translate.
It didn't translate.
So this
properly.
Is, like, something Jenny would wear and that she kind of made for the challenge where they had the windows with the models in them.
Yeah.
She had the popcorn sweater, and this, to me, looked like that. And I think it's a cool sweater, but she's not thinking about how to flatter her model at all.
Right. This shirt hanging from the bottom is just not fashionable to me, period. And I'm just not feeling the clash of the textures. Like, the wispy lines on the pants and then the fuzz in the shirt is just too much clash for me. And I'm all about mixing textures and, you know, all of that, but it just didn't quite And then it was a little frumpy. Like, the fit was a little...
Yeah. She kind of just looked like some, you know, lady that's tired, and she just threw on some stuff and some leggings.
It reminded me of, like, a mannequin in, like, a Forever 21. Like, right, they're like, it did. You have to put all these. And some little girl in Arcadia was like, I'll put this sweater.
Now, I like the pants, but I would have liked to see the pant with, that. Like, maybe a cool kind of blazer, like, with jacket. A cool cut,
yeah.
You know?
And like what I said earlier about the styling is very important.
Right.
She put her in like this streetwear kind of stuff.
But it was not style.
Yeah, very young. And then she gave her like a very mature look.
Like a mom hair. Yeah
she gave her mom hair. And I was like,
she should have gave her a top knot or something.
Yeah. Something more hip. Yeah.
Definitely.
I agree. Yeah. So I gave it a 4, which is kind of generous now that I think back on it. But... But what do you guys think?
I gave it a 4 as well.
Okay.
You know what? I'm going to give her a 5 because I actually like the pant, and I think that this is not as bad as the doily dress.
Maybe, like, that's if I true. Have it in my closet, I'd
wear
it.
So I'm going to give her a 5.
At least this is, like, a real thing you could buy in a store.
Like, at least
and
I can wear these.
Someone would be like, okay, I'll wear it.
Right, at least we can wear these pieces separately.
I agree. I think separately they could work. You know, like, I like the sweater, and I like the pants or leggings, whatever, too, but I don't think together it's flattering.
Mm-hmm. Not together.
So then we're moving on to Laurence. And she has kind of this cool black leather, it's actually a blazer kind of with a shawl collar and a red shirt underneath and a pencil skirt. And I really like this look. Obviously, Laurence's leather work is like out of this world.
Yeah, so that's the one thing that she's really good with. Well, I shouldn't have said it like that. That's her specialty.
Yeah, that's her signature, standout. Yeah.
That's her signature standout focal point.
But I didn't think this jacket was as good as her other jackets. Mm-mm. I felt like it didn't fit correctly in the front. I didn't feel like the open was appropriate for her body either.
It's like the bust didn't fit properly because it looked like saggy right here. And the bow was a little like...
And I think that's part of the challenge too when you're doing like someone who's not the dress... Like this girl is pretty thin. She might be the dress form. But as far as like some of the models, the dress form is different than, you know, she probably has more boobs or... You know, than the models they're used to working with, and
I think
it's difficult.
I'm thinking that the turtleneck is too high, and then the cut.
I think so, too.
The cut of the jacket, it makes the boob look longer because of where she decides to bring it in.
Yeah.
Maybe if it was a little lower to where you can tell cleavage would be showing if a shirt, you know? Like,
yeah,
it just looks really
so.
Long from here to here. And then the fact that it doesn't open up symmetrically just makes it look a little sloppy to me.
Right.
Like, it looks like it's been balled up. And then she pulled it out and shook it up and put it on. And it kind of laid a little crinkly. That's what it looks to me.
The thing I love Laurence's work, and I like subtle details
like that.
She's
very subtle, yeah.
But on the runway, you can never see all the work that she puts into it. Like, the entire lapel had, like, these little tiny pieces of leather stitched together and stuff. And it's always black on black, so you lose any of the, like, wow factor that you have.
Right.
And I don't know how you always necessarily do that with, you'd have to put a color or something else in there to contrast, but I like her aesthetic. It's very similar to mine, but it just doesn't come across on the runway and on TV.
Yeah, maybe it has more of a hanger appeal than a runway appeal.
Yeah, and in real life, I'd see somebody wearing that jacket and be like,
oh my God,
where did you get that?
Right, exactly.
Because you can see all those things up when you're
talking
to a person.
So maybe she should have a little fun with, instead of keeping it so neutral, because she does a lot of neutral tones, I'm noticing, like, maybe she could just do a pop or something, like,
even just add some gray or silver or like a shiny and a matte black or something that's
some
going
texture.
To have some more impact.
Yeah, definitely texture.
But I gave it an 8 because I still think it was really good, and I think her daughter would wear this.
I gave it a 7.5. I thought it was neat. That was the word I used.
Yeah, it is neat.
I'm gonna give it a 6 because to me it's too neat for the runway. Like, when I see a runway, I really want to see something that stands out. So I love her work and I definitely appreciate the detail, but I want to see something bigger from her.
Right.
I'm waiting for something bigger.
I haven't been well since like episode 2.
Yeah.
It's always consistently beautiful.
The little black.
It's consistently neat and perfectly laid and like, but it's just, I want a little more from her. I want to see her do
more
some
drama.
Edgy,
I think her and Dexter need to take
skirt.
A cue from each
other. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah.
If they could, like, team up.
Yeah.
I feel like,
could you imagine
amazing.
If she did leather work on the shoulders?
Yeah.
And it was just, oh.
And it was, she made his work more subtle. It would look more expensive.
Right.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That would be Awesome. You guys need to, you hear that? Dexter and Laurent, you need to do like a project together.
Definitely.
Okay.
I'll retweet you.
Oh, Ma Jing. You are slated. So good.
Come through East Coast.
I just thought she had so much swagger. And I am so... Ma Jing, please, email me. I want one of these jackets. It was so I will wear it every day of my life.
I loved it.
Oh,
I loved it.
The sleeves with the...
And the belt, and she just looks
it matches
so
her
cool.
personality. Yeah. You can tell that's who she is.
Yeah,
it looks
she
great
came
with
out,
her.
And she was just...
She kind of has that, like, quiet, cool, like, attitude right. going on. I just love it. But I really
it.
Want this jacket, Majing. I'm not joking.
And he gave her a look, like, he took in mind where she wanted to go. Of course, that was a part of the challenge. And he really crafted a look that would stand out in the entertainment business.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I would be intimidated by this woman.
Missy would rock. Missy would rock that.
Every bit of respect that I have.
Yeah, for sure.
So many artists would rock that, and it's seems not universal, but when a guy when a guy and a female can wear it.
Oh, unisex.
Unisex.
Yeah. Well, I think it would look good on any body type.
Yeah, exactly.
And I just thought this is kind of an example when we were talking about Laurence's, where it's subtle. But he's got that kind of metallic, and it's dark, and you can still see these details.
He's good with texture.
You know, and but it's
like
definitely moody.
And he did exactly what you said. Like, there was a matte, and then there was a little shiny. Mm-hmm. Like, so, it was good. It was just a good
This was just complete genius to me.
Yes.
It looks like something I can't afford.
Yes, for sure. Well, and it's...
I'm definitely going to give him an 8.
I gave him a 9, only because I just never give out 10s.
Maybe, you know what, I'll give him an 8.5.
I give him a 9.
Because I feel like 10s are just reserved for, like, I had a stroke. Right. But if I did do that, I would give it a 10. But I had to do 9. I'm obsessed.
I had a stroke on the first episode when, I think it was Rick, was it Rick's dress? When... It was like layers on layers of ruffles, and they had to grab anything that they could. Do you remember?
Oh yeah.
Sorry, I just had a quick little moment.
Yeah, for sure.
It was amazing.
The party, yeah.
Yeah, the party.
Those are so
I'm sorry.
Hard.
I can only imagine.
That's how I turn a champagne bottle into a dress.
It was sickening.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, no. Oh, never mind. Okay. Never mind. Don't even worry about it.
Okay, and next up we have... Who is this? This was Natalia.
I have a lot to say about this.
Okay, what do you... what do you think?
It was too oversized. Mm-hmm. That looks like it was made like car upholstery.
Yeah.
I said it
definitely
like,
looks like a couch upholstery, for sure.
It looks like before... Like, this is what I wore before I lost all my weight.
Oh, no!
And then they're just like, look at how big this is.
That's
look at
so
how big
funny.
This is now!
And like... I feel like when the most interesting thing about your outfit is the pocket. It's saying
something. I didn't even like the pockets.
I like the pocket. It was like something like this weird. It looked like
I like the front.
It
I like the.
It was attached. It looked like a.
It was like on.
It
the
looked
back.
Like mittens.
Like it was very like Pokemon cartoon.
Yes.
Oh yeah. But the vibe was totally.
I liked it because I like really weird pieces. Mm. Like when you can pull a weird piece off, it's just. She's not technical. Like, her sewing and her seams and her cuts are like, I'm really shocked that she got this far without knowing how to be.
Me too.
Without being a better seamstress. Mm.
And I think that's what killed it for me. Like, mm-hmm. that's what I wrote as her construction. Because she is using this weird fabric and it looks like a couch because she's mm-hmm. not finishing it correctly.
Right.
She kind of, she faces it, she turns it inside out, she doesn't top stitch. Neoprene mm-hmm. needs to be top stitched so that you can see that it's puffy mm-hmm. And stuff like that. Or raw. But, like, mm-hmm. it just looks not finished. Because I actually liked the idea of the black and the white and the angular was really cool and modern.
Because there's something like
it's very modern.
New Boy George about it.
Yeah. I think maybe even if it would have been like cropped or
cropped would have been sick.
It's
or
just
even
weird,
asymmetrical coming like a crop.
Would have made
like
it even more cool for me and modern. But then the finishing kind of just makes it really student-y looking.
She's student-y. She's so sweet.
She's so beautiful. Too.
Yeah, she's beautiful.
I think she has really good ideas, but I just think she needs a little more experience. You know,
yeah,
and I
she's
feel like,
young.
Yeah, and we'll see in the next episode. She gets a little emotional about it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I think she could be really good. I think she just needs more time.
I felt like she handled herself really gracefully on the runway. Mm-hmm. I mean, she had a moment, she had tears, and then, like, her mom hugged her.
Because it's her
so
mom.
Sweet.
I couldn't be there as and have my daughter, like, die. Getting ripped to shreds. And like,
I know.
What do you do in that moment?
I'll be like, F you. F you, right. Heidi.
Well, yeah, and as a mom,
about
like,
my baby like that.
You know, is your mom in a fashion, or does she even know what the judge, like, what are the judges saying, and, like, why? And, you know, you're looking at your kid through, like, these blind.
You've got to be so cold to read someone like that in front of their mom, about their mom, and, like, what their mom has on.
I think they were being extra careful.
Yeah, they were being nice.
They do
were
that.
Kind of being like, you look great.
They do that when there's like real women or kids or moms. They're extra careful. They'll be like, well, I don't much care for it, you know. But then, like, the next episode, they'll be like, this is butt ugly. And
they can read. They are so shady. Their reads are so shady.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. And we only have a couple of designers left. This is Roberry.
Loved it.
Oh, yeah. It was so sweet.
Yeah. Loved it. I love the color. I love the fabric that he used at the bottom. It just moved so gracefully and so flowy. But then it still had edge. It still was like a metallic.
Yeah, there was some funk to it.
Yeah.
Yes. It was even like sheer bits in it, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh,
like
yeah.
The skirt was.
Yeah, it was awesome.
It was kind of like a blue with a black sheer around it.
Yeah, I would love to dress my mother in this. I would even wear this. I think it's adorable.
I think this episode was like one of the most successful in Project Runway history of dressing a real woman.
Yeah.
Because normally we're very disappointed in design. Designers are just used to dressing like stick figure models,
right.
And anything looks good on them.
Mm-hmm.
So I think, like, and especially for older ladies, mm-hmm. like, I'm always thinking, like, okay, when I turn 40 one day, what am I going to wear? Because nothing's age appropriate. Mm-hmm. And I feel like a lot of these are really age appropriate, but they're still really cool. Mm-hmm. This dress to me looks really expensive.
It does.
And I think the way he mixed.
Yes, the textiles.
Right. I think that takes a little bit of talent.
Yes.
Because, you know, you can go into Kohl's or whatever and...
He's such an artist
to me. They mix stuff, but yeah, he is.
He's definitely, like, the true definition of an artist. From the way he speaks to how he creates, like, I love his process.
I hope he makes it to Fashion Week, because I want to see what he would do with the whole collection.
Yes.
With no inspiration from the judges.
Under the radar?
He is.
Like, he's flying, but he's, like...
He's
There's
just kind of
drama.
He's reserving.
He's playing a smart chess game.
Yeah.
He's reserving. Like, he didn't give us all of his shebang in the beginning. You know?
Yeah. I hope he goes to Fashion Week.
He has a lot of ideas.
I think so, too.
Yeah,
I gave it an 8.
Ideas. I give it a 9. It's one of my favorites.
I give it an 8.
And I think, like, younger women could wear this, too.
Yeah.
Definitely. It's very classy.
So
I can see Michelle
really
Obama
hard.
Killing that.
Oh, she
would slay this dress.
Oh, yes. Roberry, you need to call out Michelle Obama and get some stuff on her.
No more Alexander Wang.
I know. Okay. And then, who is this? It looks all black to me. It's not Rick.
Oh, yeah. Wait, that's Rick.
That's Rick's?
No, Rick had
no,
the
Rick
heart.
It is. It just
no.
looks
oh, can
really
we not
dark.
See it from here?
Okay,
oh,
yeah. Okay, yeah.
This was adorable.
The heart was too gimmicky for me.
I thought so, too. I thought it was really juvenile.
Until I saw the heart, I thought it was great.
All is fair in love and fashion and war. And this is all three.
I don't know. I mean,
won them over.
I thought it was really smart, but to me mm-hmm. it just looks like... Oh, I'm making something for a more mature woman. Let's go, like, a Chanel jacket.
Thank you. That's my exact.
Right? Yeah. From a designer's perspective, he totally ripped Chanel off.
He didn't
totally.
Rip off Chanel, but, like, let's do a
it's
cute...
It's Chanel, though.
Yeah. So...
I felt like Moschino
what about
does
cute jacket Chanel. Tweed doesn't scream Chanel, though?
Mm.
Yeah.
Well, he did do a lot of detail on it, actually. You can't see it on the runway much, but I saw
in
the workroom, he was cutting, like, leather with red behind it and, like, all these little shapes and stuff.
I loved it.
It was... I thought
the detail
was really cool. And I think it made it look expensive. But I just feel like this is, like, the go-to look for, you know, older ladies.
You want her to look expensive, give her a tweed jacket.
Mm-hmm. I mean, maybe if he would have done it in a different...
But it was so well made.
Yeah.
It was so well made, like the hanger appeal, I'm sure. Just that heart is kind of corny. It's kind of cheesy.
I get it why he did it, but it didn't look
it
expensive.
Worked.
It looked like you know, like if you go to Target and you go in the baby section for like the little jumpers, you know. That's what it looks like.
Maybe
to
they
me.
Were just judging
like really
his,
cartoony, you know.
Right. Maybe they were just judging his expression of love for his mother.
Probably.
Like maybe this has something to do with like expression of emotion.
Right. Right, because he wins the challenge.
Right, he won.
Yeah.
So, but which, do you guys agree with that decision?
I like Rubio's dress the best.
I liked Majing's.
I like Majing's too, and I like Robert's over lit. Rick's. Rick's Robert, was great, I'm sorry. But I didn't think it was the win.
I've seen a lot of tweed jackets.
I know. It's kind of different. Like, how do you make a tweed jacket, like, different? Like,
yeah.
Okay.
It's clean. I appreciated the aesthetics, but between Majing it looked really and Robert.
Mm-hmm. And so Jenny goes home. Do you guys agree with that?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Sorry. I love Jenny. I love her so much.
I do. I guess.
But yeah.
You guess. I'm sorry. Who would you chose to go home?
I guess maybe just based on this episode, she was the right decision.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have sent Natalia home.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I probably home. If I was a judge, I probably would have. It's hard to say. Like, you really are judging them on that challenge, but mm-hmm. you know the judges take into consideration, like,
yeah.
your past you work are. And right. stuff. So it's really, like, yeah, based on their past work, I don't think Jenny's that strong either. Like, her and Natalia
mm-hmm.
were really close. But,
yeah.
But I probably would have sent home Natalia just because I think, like, Jenny at least deserved another chance.
Right. Like, it was a bad styling, but
she has done okay stuff.
Yeah, there's some stuff that she's done that's been, like, really pretty.
It's just a matter of time. The plastic
jacket.
That was...
Right? Oh, God, so she has, like... I feel like Natalia's kind of, like, she only has one type of thing that she goes for, this neoprene geometric thing all the time, and that's...
Mm. And she's not Erin.
And, yeah, and it doesn't always execute real well. Mm. So, I wasn't, like, surprised by anything she's ever made, you know?
Mm-hmm.
At least Jenny, I feel like, had, like, some tricks up her sleeve.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, okay... So let's talk about episode 11.
So this, okay.
This was a power trip.
Yes.
When they first said it, I have to be honest, I thought they were going to design for flight attendants.
Oh my gosh. That would be. They did all one.
The aviation.
One season they did have to dress postal workers.
I loved it.
Did you see that?
Yeah.
I was like, really? That would be just, there's a, like, okay, it has to be a button up shirt and it has to be bottoms and it has to be, and I'm like, so what, you want me to put a different pocket on it? What do you want?
Right.
That was ridiculous.
Chic cargo shorts.
I know. Ah. Okay, so we have the designers, and they get to actually take a helicopter ride.
Yes.
Above New York City.
How amazing.
I know. And some of them are like, ooh, I'm afraid of heights.
I'm afraid of heights.
Everyone else is pretty much, like, excited.
Yes, I would have totally been Dexter, like, just zoned out in my own corner, just, like, yeah. taking it all in.
Well, you're trying to, like, strategize. Right. You know, yeah. Because this is your inspiration.
Right.
And so we have Anne Fullenweider, and she is editor-in-chief at Marie Claire magazine.
Yes.
And she's basically like, guess what, guys? Whoever wins this challenge gets a spread in Marie Claire magazine. Ugh,
crazy.
So that's the prize.
Talk about no pressure at all.
I know. And I no love big these. Deal. I love these, like, little motivational prizes that mm-hmm. are different yeah. every challenge because... Mm-hmm. It just kind of makes you want to work for like something
it,
yeah, more.
Yeah. I feel like it helps your creativity.
Yeah.
You saw what with Christian Siriano.
Oh, yeah.
That giant shoulder thing. Mm-hmm. It was epic.
And it keeps the competition alive. Yeah. Like, yeah. every day, you know, every day we're still competing for something.
Well, you're competing for the end prize, but, like, right. really, if you think logically about it, you're like, okay, well, what are my chances, even if I come up with something amazing?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's amazing here.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking, I want to earn as much money and get as much exposure as I can on my way there, even right. if I win. So, you know, it kind of gives you a little something. And I like that it's different every time. Like, we had $25,000 last episode, and then mm-hmm. this is a spread Marie Claire, and sometimes right. they win makeup or they get a right. trip or whatever. It's I think really it's just cool makes incentives. It interesting. Yeah.
Right. You could go on just for the bonus prizes and come up.
I know. Win some sewing machines and stuff.
Right. You know? It's all good. Spread the love, you know?
So they need to basically make an editorial look. Yay! For a powerful woman.
Favorite challenge.
Yes.
And they want it to be bold, high fashion, drama.
Yes.
And I feel like this is like every designer's dream, you know, like do editorial, you know?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's a little lackluster.
And then how much, you have so much inspiration, like New York City, there's so much to draw from.
Totally.
I'm surprised the street how life. They each got like a different.
Yeah.
I literally, when Rick said the Statue of Liberty, I'm like, okay, like five of them are going to do that.
Yeah, right. That's what I thought too.
And right. I was like, they each chose something very different.
Right.
That struck me too. And it just kind of reminds you, even presented like with a very limited challenge. I don't think that's limited, but even when they have limited challenges, what the different perspectives are of these people. Like, they come up with like totally, like, I think Dexter says, like, oh, I felt like I was a voyeur up in this, looking at people through their windows, so I'm going to do this, like, see-through lace dress. Like, that would never occur to me. It's really interesting, you know.
Yeah, I guess.
It's
very outside the box. It's really interesting how people can just interpret a challenge and, like, get the exact same note.
Yeah.
And think completely different thoughts.
Right. Mm-hmm. I would have done the train. I'm surprised no one did the subways. Oh, I mean, I guess you can't really see them, but I would have been like a fast-moving car.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Yeah, there's tons of inspiration.
I would have done Ground Zero.
Oh, really? Touching. How touching.
So they actually get $300 and only one day, which I, you know,
which
whatever.
Which sounds impossible.
Especially for editorial
rates. Are they getting wholesale rates on this $300 budget?
No, and it really sucks because move is expensive.
Right.
$4 for a zipper?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
When I went, I would get like the cheapest crap I could find just because I knew it's not about like if you get silk crepe, just get polyester crepe because it doesn't matter what it is. It matters what it looks like. And if you can get 16 yards and make something fabulous instead of one, that's all that matters. Like there's designers going in there buying, you know, silk for, you know, $80 a yard, and I'm like, you're being ridiculous right now.
What, like everything, the kitchen sink?
Yeah. And I'm like, and you need like matching thread, you need zippers, you need buttons, you need facing, you need boning, everything. You need like all kind, and then you need like just in case fabric,
right?
You know, because once you're stuck with that, you're done. Like you can't get anything else unless someone like compassionately shares their fabric with you, which like
isn't
don't expect
happen,
that.
Right?
Okay. Does, but...
Insider tips from Michelle, future Project Runway contestants. She's giving you tips.
So we have Natalia kind of asking everyone for help.
Yeah, her needy side is showing.
And I knew right then, like, the way that they're putting her, she's going to go home.
Yeah. But it kind of made sense that the two needy people were kind of codependent.
Right.
Like, they're looking to each other for the answers that they weren't confident enough to come up with on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, you can see her struggling, and I think... Like, she kind of starts breaking down. Like, maybe we didn't see that before. Maybe she was before. I think she was always a little bit insecure about it. But she really knows, like, that her, you know, her look isn't coming along.
Yeah.
And I also feel like maybe it was crunch time and she just, maybe the pressure was a little much.
Yeah.
I think it goes back to experience. She's just young. She doesn't have enough experience to really exude the confidence that she needs to win this competition. I don't think that she's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you have to know that you're dope. You cannot expect to rely on the opinions of your opponents.
Right.
Yeah. Somebody can set you up.
Yeah, totally.
Right? Like, and yeah, girl, add the ruffle collar around the front of the neck. That's
hot. Yeah.
Right here.
Give her
ruffle,
a bib.
Just right here. You know? Make it lime green, too, I'm telling you. You know, like...
Yeah.
Speaking of lime green... I was watching Cornelius make his outfit, and he calls chartreuse lime green.
Mm.
And I'm like, that's my favorite color.
It is.
Don't insult chartreuse and call it lime green.
That is super funny.
Okay, Cornelius.
No, but I mean, I think part of it too was Natalia didn't have an inspiration that went like more than skin deep. She's like, oh yeah, you know, there's some metallic and some triangles and you know,
shiny.
Everyone else was kind of taking like this really deep stuff. Like, oh, I'm imagining, you know, these, you know, people driving around in taxis and they're living some kind of life or whatever. Mm-hmm. She wasn't really getting it into her soul, like her inspiration was just like, yeah, I'm just gonna make like something that's metallic with triangles on it. And there's nothing, you know, to make you feel passionate about that. So anything else you guys notice in the workroom?
It's funny. Dexter and the shade between Dexter and Rick and their little comments that they throw is like, it's really funny just watching them kind
of
like look at each other across the room like, and I thought it was so funny. The person who comes and critiques, what's his name? I'm sorry, I forgot his name. Tim, right. Tim comes in and he's like, okay, so what are these shoulders? And he's like, well, we did shoulders last week. And Dexter's like, well, these aren't the same. And then they flash
exactly
back to
the same.
And they have the exact same shoulders. I'm like, I don't think you want to do that. Yeah, that was my whole thing from the beginning. I was like, bruh, not the shoulders again. And sure enough, in the end, they critiqued the shoulders again.
Do you guys think that if he would have done, like, a different shoulder?
If it was pointed, I feel like they would have lived.
Yeah, or just nothing, just a cool jacket over a lace dress.
Or even, like, something, like, I don't care if it was, like, hair. Like,
yeah.
Hair on that lace dress would have been sick. Or something.
I feel like fur could have
Oh, yeah. He needed, like, more drama. It
even
wasn't
it was just...
just,
like, something here.
Yeah. I felt... Well, we'll talk more about it when we get to this
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
But, okay, so should we talk about Cornelius's look on the runway? Because...
Wait, can we talk about Aaron's labia jacket?
Well, okay, yes, let's do that first.
I'm like, why? Just,
it's the flower of life.
I like how she was like, I love this idea. And then as she kind of went on, she's like, no, it looks like a piglet. No, it looked like...
Rick said, did he say it looked like a Squidward?
Yes.
Patrick.
Starfish. Yo, pink starfish. It was so funny.
Yeah, it was hilarious.
It was weird, but I like the.
It looked like a taco.
I like her little mod weird aesthetic with shapes and things that aren't normal. Like
I feel like the jacket
could
have been cooler.
I think it could have been cool too. Like she could
have. It
should have
been just more narrow too.
Yeah.
I think it would have been cooler than the look she actually makes.
Oh
yeah. Yeah. It was weird, but, like, you didn't see it finished, you know?
Yeah, I feel
so
like finished would have been a little
It
cooler.
Could have been transformed into something different with some contrast or some applique.
He said the labia dress.
I know.
A different color, because we don't need pink lips.
Yeah, yeah, it could have been a different...
Don't.
Yeah, a different color,
like
it would have been much better.
Gum.
She's like, well, I always do yellow. You should have done yellow.
Right.
Yeah.
Stick with what's
Nobody would have penalized you for that. Okay. Are we... Yeah. You guys got that out of your system?
Yes, definitely.
Clear that.
So, Cornelius blew me away. This was like the most fabulous thing I've seen in a long time.
I lived for this dress. I lived for it. I'm all about.
I don't like, I felt like the colors were, I was going to hate it. I felt like I was just going to be like.
When he was working.
Oh yeah, I was like, all this color with this gray. Just,
I live.
And then I was just like,
I know.
I'm all about like a muted tone with something popping.
Right.
Which I'm all about it. I loved it.
I felt like it was like. I feel like that was Dax's inspiration.
Right.
Like, I'm
right.
Looking through, like I'm flying outside, looking through a window and seeing all this color from all the different things in New York.
Right. Amongst the concrete jungle.
Amongst the concrete jungle. Right.
I thought the inspiration was awesome. I thought the dress was expensive. I loved how structural it is.
I loved the structure.
The gray was, because you can go wrong with gray. Like you can get the wrong warm gray and everything will, you know, be horrible from then on in. But like it was subtle and it looked really clean. Like this isn't basic, but it's not in your, like you could wear this to the office, you could wear it out.
Yes.
It just looks so expensive.
I love the extended sleeve. I love the length
Me
of the
too.
sleeve. I love the lines. I love the cut. I love even in the detail of the, I guess it's like a leaf or a feather, I'm not sure exactly what it's supposed to be,
like,
but
feathers.
It's still linear when you get up to it. Like the lines are still very symmetrical.
There was like
you know,
a lot
like,
of thought put into it.
A lot.
Oh my god, it's so good.
And
I like
how each kind of panel it has like a dominant color, so it's red and then blue and yellow. It's not like the same.
Yeah,
and that it's just like every piece about this dress blew me away.
The shoe
without
he chose.
Oh yeah, and the styling.
Yes, the knee, the like the length, like where he cut it, where it hits her elbow and her shoulder, like it's proportionate. I loved it. I loved it with the haircut.
Yeah.
It just worked.
It looks
styling,
super
everything.
Chic.
Yeah.
He
beautiful.
Definitely, obviously should have been the winner this week to me.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah,
I
give this a 10.
Yeah.
I give it a 9.
A 9.5. Let's reserve our
I give it a 9 because I don't do 10s, but Cornelius, you almost had a 10 for me.
I give
the
it a 9
only
and a half.
Thing that I have a problem with is the panel on the back because it's kind of on her butt. I don't like the placement of that. I wish he would have dropped it down to the hem so it's kind of like shoulder, waist, hem.
Oh, yeah, that would have been really cool.
And Cornelius, if you would have done that, this would have been a 10 for me because I just... It's a little weird. It's like kind of cupping, you know, her butt just
I like it.
A little
like,
bit.
I feel like if she'd sit, it would just...
Yeah, and I just feel like it would kind of just flow more, even though it's a back and a front. Like, if you look at a piece of art, you want your eye to, like, flow.
Maybe it's
but
like the opposite hip.
But I was so impressed. And, I mean, if Cornelius could just do, like, an entire collection like this, it
Ooh,
would be
that was
just so good.
I want a jacket like that. Like, I want a blazer
like
that.
A jacket would be amazing. Oh,
crazy. Yeah.
Ugh.
I love it.
Can't get enough of this one. But we do have to move on. So the next designer we have is Dexter. And so we talked a little bit about this, and I like the idea of this kind of sheer dress with the hood and the high neck on
it. I do.
It's kind of like villain, you know? Mm-hmm. But I feel like for Dexter, this is basic. You know what I mean? Like, he does the big shoulders, but there's no detail, and there's no, like, wow, she just looks really dark and, like, moody. Yeah. And there wasn't, I'm like, okay, well, you did a lace dress. Well, I could make one of those in an hour.
Right.
And what is special?
A lace dress.
I mean, yeah, what is special about this?
Right.
I thought it was very beautiful. Like, very beautiful. It was very aesthetically pleasing to my eye. I immediately thought, like, Wicked.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I was like, oh my god, that's Elphaba.
Oh, yeah,
like,
totally.
Elphaba in New York.
She's like a fashion villain.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I was like, wait, that's a costume.
It is, yeah. I liked it, too, and I like the more dramatic, as you know, but...
Yeah.
It's just funny, but that's a costume.
If you had never seen this before, it'd be hard to say, like, what... you think of it because you saw like his Mickey Mouse jacket and that was so much better. It had pockets, it had contrasting greens, it had zipper teeth.
Right.
And I just don't see any, I'm like, okay, it's a whatever.
I think he took the easy way out. Like, okay, we know New York is dark and gothic and Gotham City-ish, you know? So it's like, okay, black lace, easy. Love the dress. The shoulders were just a bad decision.
Because I think the inspiration was fine. It's just he didn't take it in the right direction, you know?
I love
I just think it's easy. I just think it was easy.
I feel like he got, like...
I guess the mood of NYC, but...
Like, it was like... He was like, oh, editorial, this is my thing.
I'm just gonna, like, skate by,
But like, I like it. I mean, it looked good on.
I gave it a 6 just because I was like, maybe I'm expecting more from Dexter. Even this look, it could have been cool. It just needed to be amped up and look more expensive.
I gave it a 6.5.
Yeah.
I'll give it a 6.5.
Okay. And then we have our next designer coming up. Okay, so Aaron's kind of got this weird tweed pink
jellyfish thingy.
Yeah, dress with like blue reflective ruffle on the bottom. And I'm sorry, I hated this. I hated this.
It didn't stand for anything. It didn't say anything to me, and I wasn't quite sure how it represented New York.
This made me start questioning Erin's construction skills, because when I saw her making that pink pig blanket thing in the workroom, I realized there's no seams in it, and the armholes are really big, and I was like, I don't think she knows how
there's
to make
no
clothing.
Yeah.
Everything she's made is oversized,
not
form-fitting, and it looks really cool, but I think it's kind of like a cheat, you know? Like, I don't know how to make dresses, so I'm going to make sure I make something that I can construct because I don't know how a sleeve is supposed to fit.
Right.
You know, and it works sometimes like, oh, here's an oversized coat. It looks so chic, but like, she doesn't know how to make a sleeve, a regular sleeve, you know? So then we have this, and it's just like a big open dress, and I just wasn't impressed, and like, the seams weren't, you know, the edges aren't finished, and I've seen that from her before, too. She's like, oh, I didn't finish the sleeves, because, you know, I thought it would look cool, but it just looks like a rat's nest.
Where would we wear this dress? Like, is it, do you wear it to your daughter's sweet 16?
Maybe your 3-year-old daughter's wearing it.
Or, like, because where is she going?
I just want
to
know,
is she going to
a
cocktail party?
She's supposed to be powerful.
It doesn't say powerful
at all.
It doesn't
say powerful to me.
And it ends
so
up on the top. And I'm like, what are you smoking?
I don't know. I mean, I don't think it's bad. I didn't think
it's not
ugly.
Good, though.
I liked when she was standing there on the stage with Erin. I liked it sitting there because it didn't look like a jellyfish to me.
Right. It's just a little
I get it as Erin's, you know, aesthetic. I could see it going with her other, like, crazy primary color things.
Right.
But just as a dress, I'm like, if I didn't know Erin made that, I'd be like, what is this? Right. I don't like it.
If she would have taken away the blue entirely, or maybe made the blue like a panel on the side and just kept it like a really tight dress where
she
like couldn't walk in.
I think for me it's the top part because it's unfinished and it's like a cheat. You know, I get that that ruffle is like her thing kind of. That's where I see the Erin part come out. I don't like it, but I could see if she did something weirder on top, whereas this just looks like a, oh, this is editorial? How?
I
would have
did
How
this
is
super
this?
Structured like... It would have been super tight all the way to the bottom, and I would let all the flare be at the bottom and kind of drag. Like, I don't know.
I gave it a 3 because I'm like, what? I don't understand it. Maybe that's just me, but
I gave it a 6.
I'll give it a 5. Like, I'm just right on the fence. Like,
just, it looks like a Barbie dress.
Yeah.
Not anything any real person would wear, you know?
It looks like dresses that you make yourself for your Barbies.
Yeah.
But then I remember there being something about it that I did like. I was like, okay, it's not terrible.
I like the fabric.
And what was that?
Maybe it was like the cut of the neckline.
I mean, it's not... The shape isn't unflattering.
Right. And it's in the just, movement, it kind of moved nicely on the runway.
It reminded me of, like, Little House on the Prairie, like, on acid or, you know.
Little House on the Prairie on shrooms. This is Little House on the Prairie of shrooms.
Yes. That's what I saw.
Yeah. It is. It's very...
I want to see some
cool
stuff.
And I really
didn't
like the styling with it either.
Yeah, I didn't either. Yeah. I hate it when they leave their hair long because it covers everything. Like, oh, I'll do some shoulder detail and like have their hair cover it.
Right, that's silly.
And if it was like tight with like some chopsticks in it, I thought I would have given some edge.
Yeah, it looks better from the front than from the back angle.
Yeah, I think so too.
It looks like a Ziploc bag.
We have a couple more designers to get through in the next couple minutes. So moving on, we will... take a look at Laurence, and again she's got this like awesome black top, but you can't see any of the detail on the runway.
Right.
And she actually did kind of take a gray and black brocade, kind of metallic, and do a mini skirt. This is Majin.
I thought the detail was amazing on the.
I couldn't see. Yeah, so this is Majin actually, and he did kind of a denim dress with the tweed in this really fierce shape, but. I hated her hair. I hated it.
There's something sort of like morning after about her hair. But
it's like
that's
I like it into up, it. You know? But I don't like, it's like a weird shape and it looks kind of 90s to me and not in a good way, you know?
Uh-huh.
But I thought she looked super powerful.
Yeah,
she
I'm into
powerful.
It. It looks powerful. I love the going
I thought the dress
up.
Is beautiful.
It looks so expensive to me.
Yeah, I liked it. I liked
and I'm so glad he kind of made a comeback because I'm a big fan of Majin and I feel like he's really been... slacking.
I would have liked to see a little bit more of the denim incorporated in the center. I'm not going to lie. Like, just to give it a little extra.
Right, so it's not such a big
something.
Field of,
yeah.
The only thing I said it. Was, like, the boobie area was a little bit too boobie shaped.
Yeah, it was.
He could have made that a little fiercer up there. Yeah, cuppy. And I gave it an 8. What did you guys think?
I actually gave it a 9. I thought it was really beautiful. Good. I thought it was really well made.
Yeah. And really interesting. Like, you don't see stuff like that.
Yeah. And I thought the use of two different textiles, especially those two together.
Yeah.
Like a tweed, which just makes me think of like a rug.
Yeah.
With like denim. Mm-hmm. Like, that could have went really south really fast.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like a testament to his like taste level.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I think so too.
To take something that could go cheap. Or, like, knockoff-y and make it so beautiful.
Yeah, he really had an inspiration with this one. What do you think, Carmen?
I give it an 8.
Mm-hmm.
I give it an 8.
Right on. Okay. Let's move on. And so this was Natalia's. Mm-mm. And so when it came out, I was actually impressed because I thought in the workroom that it was going to look much worse than it actually did.
The first thing that caught my eye was that hologram in the middle. Mm-hmm. I was like, ooh. And then I started focusing and I was like, ooh.
Right? Yeah. It's the longer you looked at it and like the closer it got, it went very Monet.
I know.
Right.
Yeah. Yep. I
like the color. I think the color is beautiful.
Yes. Love that. It's like a cobalt kind of blue.
Yeah. I liked the hologram part of it, but so, you know, the jacket looks just weird. It looks like a windbreaker, the way she pieced the colors together to me, and it looks kind of, like, she does kind of have this sporty look, but she's not owning it
at
all.
If it was like a bomber jacket, I feel like it could have been cool.
Way cooler as a bomber jacket.
Yeah, jumpsuit, a bomber jacket.
I could have seen that, you know, like, the collar shape is just weird, and I think as a bomber, it would have looked more like a real piece of fashion. And the jumpsuit is, like, cool until you take the jacket off. I wish there was just a little bit of hologram. But it's, like, the straps and everything. It really does look like a Power Ranger.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah.
It does.
So
she had a good idea. She just didn't know how to execute it. I think this could have really came out nice. Her execution.
Very,
she doesn't
like,
have enough skill.
Channel.
Yeah. I think she should have taken and just did a blue jumpsuit and made it cool and pretty. And then used the hologram as, like, a belt.
Yeah.
You know, or something that makes more sense, or like
or
a detail,
harness.
Or
a
harness,
sort of,
or a neck piece, or something. It wasn't used in the right way. Right. And I think part of her, you know, freaking out in the workroom, she's not thinking clearly. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, I think she has a lot of potential, but I feel like she's been overdue to go home.
Mm, yes.
So I gave it a 6.
Her weakness showed a lot.
A lot. I gave it a 6 because I thought the pants fit really well, and I see a lot of thought put into this. And, you know, I just don't think it's like a real clothing.
I gave it a 6 as well.
Yeah.
I cannot get past how it looked when she took the jacket off. Do you guys remember?
Yeah, it was.
Do you remember how?
Trying to forget.
Yeah.
The front wasn't symmetrical at all. Like, uh-uh. It didn't have any symmetry. It was just like, I have to give it like a 4. Yeah. It was below average.
Yeah.
It was not good.
Okay, and moving on. We have Roberi.
Beautiful.
I just gave it a 5 because I didn't think it was editorial. It was glamorous, right. But it kind of looked casual.
It was very casual.
It was Miami.
It was safe.
It was Miami, yeah. But it was pretty, and Roberi's good at doing pretty.
Yeah.
But I think it was just, you know, like, okay.
Blah.
Yeah.
But it's pretty.
Yeah.
The it moves.
Really, the pink's really a little pretty. Much for me. Right. It's it looks kind of like a lingerie, you know, the pink. To mm-hmm. me, but it was just okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm. it looked very beachy.
Mm-hmm.
Like it looks comfortable.
I guess he was going for like cocktail dress woman after work.
Yeah, but it's editorial. Like he's got so many cool techniques and like drama that I feel like that was a missed opportunity for him.
Right.
And I don't see like parachute.
Right. Right.
Oh, okay.
I see like nighttime.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. 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 I'll give it a 6.
Okay.
Yeah,
I don't think the shoe goes with it either.
Uh-uh.
That wasn't no, a good choice. It really cuts her legs in a weird place.
I feel like if you would have
had a weird length,
it could have maybe taken it or given her some giant jewelry.
Yeah.
Yeah, the or length. Waves
if you would have made cuffs,
yeah,
I would have died.
A little more.
Or if the cuffs would have been like tied to like something in the back.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It would have given it some drama that I needed.
It needed some kind of more of an impact.
Yeah, it looks a little milkmaidy.
So, and then last, I believe we do have Laurence. No, that's Rick. I guess we haven't got... Okay, so Rick's got the Lady Liberty kind of look going on. And when it came out, I was like, wowed.
I don't know, it's true.
Oh.
And when he turned around.
And when she turned around, I was like, why?
Right.
But, you know, the more I look at it, I don't like the front because there's too much on the neck. Like, I love the draping on the front. I like the silver straps, but I wish he would have either built it up taller or given her, you know, more chest.
I like the staining.
Yeah, I love it. The fabric was gorgeous.
Like, I thought that was cool because New York City is very much puddles, dirty water, garbage. Like, it's an icky kind of place. Like, have you ever ridden the subway in New York City?
No, but I can only imagine if it's like LA.
It's an entirely different experience from LA, trust me.
It was
but
very
it's a,
stinky.
It's a grimy place. Yeah, it's a grimy place, but it's great. Has character like grit, so I thought that was great that he showed the like flashes of
Dexter
just...
about it though.
I know. I just don't understand why he made like this dress underneath and then just make the drapey dress. Just make it editorial, like go all out.
Like what?
I don't know. I mean, the strap idea was cool, but it didn't, you know, it didn't work for me because it wasn't doing anything. It wasn't functional. And the back is just completely open like a hospital gown, you know?
Yeah. Right. And then why are those straps in the back black or silver?
Silver.
I think they're all silver. And I like the addition of the silver. It just didn't.
I get what he was trying to give, like, kind of like, this is, I got the inspiration.
Yeah,
it's kind of like just thrown on and wrapped on and kind of harnessed on and like a very edgy kind of.
I wish the whole thing could have stayed draped.
Right.
But it doesn't quite look like a dress the longer I look at it. It looks like a sheet.
Yeah.
A sheet. Just.
I think he could have used the straps more like thoughtfully. Yeah. Like he could have belted it or made some straps on the waist on the side or crisscrossing there or, you know, in the back.
Even if the back, it could have been, he could have sewed just the straps all along.
Right.
It could have just.
Because I like the addition of the straps. It makes it edgy for me. And not just boring like every other gown I've seen. But it just wasn't. It did. Maybe he ran out of time working with
the
fabric.
I don't think
she
was in the bag
blew it.
No, I don't think so either. It was definitely safe, I thought.
The bag blew it.
Yeah.
I give it a 7. It could have been a 9.
I gave it a 7.
Yeah.
And then do we have a photo of Laurence's look?
I think it was like the first one.
Was it? Okay.
I think we skipped over her briefly by mistake.
Well, she kind of has this black top with all this leather detail.
It was cute.
That was sick. In the center, like based off of the building.
Oh, that yeah. was very that was hot. There yeah. was some shape to it.
Yes. But we're losing the detail on the runway. And I thought the skirt was too short. And for me, I feel like Laurence has done so many powerful looks before. This to me was too sweet.
She does but I mean it's like she takes a basic structure and then she adds all this detail on top of it, but she's not really putting a lot of thought into creative structures for her pieces.
But I don't think she always needs to, because I think, you know, when she did kind of the Bentley little black dress, it was just a subtle shoulder that looked more expensive than like Dexter's shoulders, but there wasn't something huge and crazy. It was just, you know, the shape and the detail of it.
I just feel like I've seen her shapes. Like I feel like I've seen
that
like,
same back.
Yeah, I've seen that back on that skirt, you know.
I wish the skirt would have been like rounder. More like hoop-like.
Something more like editorial, structured. Yeah, right. Like a different shape than just, hi, I'm a circle skirt. Yeah.
Right.
And I thought it was too short.
I want her to play with color. I want to see what she'll do with a lot of color.
I feel like it would look good with some red in it.
Red would be great.
Right.
But at least she tried gray. At least it wasn't all black this time. Yeah. We had some metallic.
I'm surprised no one did red for the Big Apple.
Oh, true.
Yeah, for sure. So I gave it like a 7.5.
I gave it a 7.
I give it a 6.5.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I'm tough.
And so we actually see Natalia go home.
Yeah.
And then we also see Dexter go home.
Yeah.
And I was kind of shocked because I thought they would have him pegged for, you know, the finale.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I was like, Dexter is just going to go through.
Yeah. So that was a little bit of shocking. And I could see Dexter on the runway, like when they call Natalia, he's like, oh, thank God. Yeah. I'm safe. And then they're like, no, and you're going and home too. And I just can't imagine.
Tears of relief to tears.
Oh, I can't even imagine what he was feeling at that moment, because you just feel safe, and then you're like, just kidding.
And you're like, what?
They just take away your security blanket.
But I do really love his aesthetic, and I hope that he goes on to do more, because I think he's really talented. And,
yeah. I do too.
So who do you guys think is going to be in the finale?
Ruberi. Laurence. Oh, God, that's hard.
I know, right? It's really hard.
So there are only three.
And Majing, yeah.
Majing is going.
Yeah.
Ruberi is going.
Mm-hmm.
Ruberi.
Yeah.
I would like Erin to be there only because I like her eye.
I do, too. And I want to see what she could do. I think it'll be Erin, Majing, and Laurence, and maybe Rick. Rick's, like, kind of the silent horse.
Yeah, I feel like that's why I'm like, I don't know who that last one would go to. Is it going to be Rick? Wire. Is it going to be Erin?
Yeah. All right, well, we need to wrap up, so please let the viewers know where they can find you, Carmen.
You can find me on Instagram at Carmen Cameron, and you can find me on Facebook at Facebook/Carmen Cameron.
And our guest, Sergio Paez, makeup artist, where can we find you?
You can find me at Instagram at @SergioPaez_MUA.
And you can find me, Michelle Uberest, at Uberest on Instagram and Twitter. We will see you guys next week.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.